ILM would receive almost $12 million over the two-year budget cycle the Senate approved, which would support ILM airport improvements.
We are overwhelmed by the amount that Senators Rabin and Lee put in there for ILM.
Airport Director Julie Wilsey.
And this is really an investment in both the tourism and the economic development of the state.
Wilsey says the additional funding will be used for future facility upgrades and a terminal expansion project that is in the planning stages.
We know we need to move forward with the expansion. The next 2 years will allow us to get the design underway this year and then start substantial construction in the next year.
According to the North Carolina Department of Transportation, ILM had a $1.6 billion impact on the region last year. Also, the airport served more than 800,000 passengers in 2016, setting a new record, with passenger counts trending upward this year. The budget now goes to the House. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.